I want to talk to you about ethical swiping. I've come out as a copywriter, as someone who's largely against swipe files, against, you know, just taking somebody else's copywriting, somebody else's headlines, somebody else's ideas, and just stealing them and calling them your own and just filling in the blanks with your own, you know, product name and benefits and whatever. Because largely that approach to swiping copywriting is ineffective. But what I want to talk to you about today is a real life example of a swipe that I did that I think that you can get a lot of value out of. And I hope that it shares my approach in an effective way. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so last week I recorded an episode, and the title of the episode was, I didn't want to record this episode. I didn't want to record this episode. And the way that I actually came up with the idea for that, I was listening to a podcast. I was listening to Andy Frazella, who has, in the past, he ran MF CEO. That was his podcast. And today he has a podcast called Real AF, right? And so you can guess what MF and AF stand for. So I was listening to a past episode of his. It was recorded right around the New Year's. And he was talking about, well, he opened up the podcast episode. He said, I don't even want to record this, or I don't even want to do this, or something. I forget the exact words out of his mouth. But basically, it was the sentiment that just caught my attention right away. It caught my attention right away because his whole attitude just came through in this idea. I don't even want to record this, right? And his episode, largely like mine, I suppose, was all about, well, his was a New Year's episode. So it was about New Year's resolutions and how people always come to him with, you know, wanting to know what his thoughts are on New Year's resolutions and all these things. And he was just saying, I don't want to do this because I record the same episode every single year. I share these same ideas every single year, every single New Year's. And it's just the same thing over and over again. And I don't want to say the same thing over and over again. And that's what he was saying. That's what he was capturing in this idea of, I don't want to record this. So that was that. And I was listening to that. But as soon as those words came out of his mouth in the introduction to the podcast, I just said, that's such powerful words that I have to write it down. And so I went over, I was actually in the middle of my workout, and I went over and I have a pad of paper on my desk, and I do my workout in my home office, and I just wrote down, I don't want to record this. And that was the germ of the idea of, okay, I don't want to record this. What does that mean to me? I don't want to, why did this jump off at me? What's a relevant idea from my life? What's a relevant situation from my life? And frankly, that situation is, hey, I have another piece of daily content to put out. And I don't always feel like putting out daily content. But the reality is that my success and growth in my public persona up until this point has come from the consistency of putting out daily content since April 2014. And I mean, at this point, that's been what, over 7 years that I've been putting out daily content every single day. And there have been many, many days over the course of 7 years that I have not felt like doing it. I have not felt like putting out that content. And I said, okay, that's a relevant idea. So I found a hook. Like, he captured a hook for me. And I knew, I paid attention to how I pay attention, that as soon as he said that, I was paying attention to him. I was open. I was listening. I wanted to know what came next. And I said, okay, that's a good hook. But then I didn't try and copy his, oh, I tell you the same things over and over and whatever. Like, that was great for him in that moment. And that's where so many copywriters and marketers who try to swipe things, that's where they go wrong. You know, something, it feels like, oh, this is, this worked for somebody else, so I'm going to find a way to, like, strap it, like to bolt it on to what work or what I'm doing, right? And in bolting it on, but having it not be a good fit, what ends up happening is the whole message comes out as like a cluster. A cluster F, right? I want to keep that good rating on podcasts and YouTube. So when most people swipe in that really rough and, I don't know, amateurish way, what happens is their whole message feels off because it's clear that the words are not their own. Whereas for me, I said, when do I feel those words? When do those words resonate with me? And how can I tie that to what I'm doing? And so I put together content based on, I didn't want to record this. Like, I don't want to record this. I don't want to do this, right? And it was real to my life. And it was real to what I do every day. And because I took something that captured my attention and I made it real to what I do every day, it was actually one of the most successful episodes, recent episodes that I put out. Just in terms of how quickly people were consuming it, engaging with it, opening it, diving in, right? And so the whole idea of this is, as a copywriter, as a marketer, what you want to be doing is you want to be constantly open, constantly listening, constantly paying attention, and paying attention to what grabs your attention and say, ooh, okay, that's interesting to me. How can that be my hook going forward? How can I use this idea? But like, what, like the essence of it that captured my attention, and what is connected in my life to this thing, right? What story do I have? What offer do I have? What, you know, what conversation do I want to put out in the marketplace that is connected to this thing that grabbed my attention? And so you get these hooks. You get these hooks that's like, I don't want to record this. And you say, oh, okay. What don't I want to do? Okay, so there's some negative emotion in that. There's some like some positive there. There's some curiosity. It just kind of tears you open as the audience, and you have to keep listening for it to sew you back up, for you to feel whole again. And this, I don't want to record this. I've gotten feedback from people saying like, oh, I wanted to know if Roy was like shutting down or if he made some big mistake or had to admit something, or, right? And I went through all those feelings in the split second after hearing it for my first time too. And so I said, that's a hook. And how can I make that hook match my story? How can I make that hook match my offer? And if it doesn't, I'm not going to. Right? But that one in particular, it did. And I had a relevant story. I had a relevant connection. And so I built off that relevant connection and I turned it into an effective piece of content. Now, I don't think that one in particular had a call to action or anything like that. But the point still being that that's how you do swiping ethically. That's how you study other people's ads and marketing messages and anything that they're putting out and use what you learn from that in an ethical way. You do it by saying, okay, what has my attention and how can I use that in a way that's not copying them, but that is using it as my own entry point into my own conversation that I want to have. And then at that point, it is important to structure the rest of your sales message, right? And so I'm going to do a little transition here into, if you are a copywriter and you want to do effective ethical swiping and you're grabbing all these big ideas, I would encourage you to make sure that the rest of your sales message is structured using effective persuasion psychology, the effective underlying structure of proven selling messages. And I actually teach a program called the High Velocity Copywriting Program. It's in my BTMS Insiders training library. It's all about the deep psychology of different selling messages based on the three different big idea types that I've identified. And so I'll include a link with this, you know, in the description with this episode for you to check out High Velocity Copywriting. If you are grabbing ideas from all over the place and you say, okay, and now how can I turn this into a full sales message? How can I turn this into an effective sales letter, video sales letter, whatever? How can I turn this hook? How can I take this hook and turn it into an entire conversation with my prospect that takes them from, oh, I'm paying attention now to I'm buying now, Well, that's in High Velocity Copywriting Program, and it's full of templates, but it's not like, hey, swipe this templates. It's this is the underlying, this is say this thing, then this thing, then this thing. And by the time you get to the end, your prospects will be interested in buying. And that's another type of ethical swiping. By going deep and looking at the underlying psychology of effective selling messages, that's a great way to swipe. So my name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Leave a comment or review with this. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you are finding it and why. What are your takeaways? What are your action items? What are you getting out of this? What do you want to hear more of? Leave that in the comments. Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. Also, check out the link in the description to BreakthroughMarketingSecrets.com. That's BreakthroughMarketingSecrets.com, where you can sign up to get my daily emails, including episode notifications, more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Thanks for tuning in for this episode, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.